Our translator is here.
Okay, we begin on Chav Tes Amad Aleph. We're at the bottom. Two lines from the end. It's Chav Tes Amad Aleph. On the bottom, we're going to be doing Chav Tes Amad Beis today until the two dots at the bottom. So the Gemara says, Tani Ahava Breid Reb Zeira. Ahava, the son of Rabbi Zeira, and Ahava's son was Rav Ada bar Ahava breid Rav Zeira. Anyway, what his name was Ahava. It's an interesting name. Anyway, Rav Ada bar Ahava is his son. But anyway, kol habrachos kulan af b'shiyatza motzi. He says any bracha that a person makes, even though you yourself were yotze, you can be motzi somebody else midin arvus. Right? Kol yisrael reivim zebaze. Chutz mibirchas alechem and birchas ayayin, with the exception of birchas anenin, such as the bracha that a person makes on bread, and the bracha that a person makes on wine. Same thing. That's what Rashi says. Chutz mibirchas lechem v'ayayin, Rashi says, lushar birchas perus, v'reichani, she'enan chova. Right? And he goes on to say, you're talking about birchas anenin. So the Gemara is giving an example of Birchas Alechem, Birchas Ayayin, but it's true by any Birchas Ananin, that in lo yatza motzi, if you're not yatza, you could be motzi somebody else, but v'im yatza in a motzi. But if you were yotze, then you cannot be motzi somebody else. In such a mitzvah, it doesn't work that way with Birchas Ananin. But Birchas HaMitzvos, for example, to hear a shofar, even if a person was yotze the mitzvah himself, he can still say the bracha for somebody else and be motzi others. That does work. Boy Rava. So Rava asks a question. If you're going to tell me the Berachas HaMitzvos, Afa Pishiyatza Motzi, but not true, by Berachas HaNenin, Berachas HaLechem Shel Matzo, Berachas HaYayin Shel Kiddush HaYom Mahu, what would we say about the bracha that we make on bread, the bracha that we make on lechem of matzah, because when we eat matzah, we make two brachas. We make the Berachas HaMitzvah of Alachilas Matzah, but we also make the bracha of hamotzi lechem in haaretz. And when it comes to birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayom, when it comes to birchas hayayin, we say mikadosh hashabbos, and we also say borei pri hagafen. So in that case, what would you say if you were yotze yourself? Can you still be motzi somebody else in that bracha? Why would this be any different than what we just described? So the Gemara goes on to explain. Kevan dechovahu mapik. Since it's a chiyuv for you to make this birchas hananin. Normally birchas hananin is not a chiyuv. If you don't want to be nana, don't be nana. Don't make the bracha. You don't want to make a bracha, don't be nana. You don't want to be nana, don't make a bracha. So it's optional. You don't want to eat, don't eat. But in this case, you have no choice but to make a birchas hananin. Why? Because when I say an alachilas matzah, I gotta eat from the matzah. It's a chiyuv to eat from the matzah. But I'm not allowed to eat from the matzah until I make a birchas hananin. So therefore, since I'm required to eat from the matzah, and in order for me to eat from the matzah, I gotta make a birchas hananin, the birchas hananin becomes a chova. It becomes an obligation. Whereas normally a birchas hananin is optional because I have the choice of whether or not I want to partake of this food. Here I have no choice. I am bound by the birchas hamitzvah that I made on achilas matzah. And the same thing applies to kiddush hayom. Once I say mikadosh shabbos, I gotta be toim the yayin. But in order for me to be toim, I gotta make a birchas hananin. So I'm bound by the birchas hamitzvah into a birchas hananin. So it's a little bit different. What might I say here? So do I say that because I'm bound by the Birchas Hananin, it becomes a chiyuv, and therefore, even though I'm yatsa, I could be mostly somebody else? Or at the end of the day, we just say, no, doesn't matter. Even though there are circumstances in which the Birchas Hananin is required, nevertheless, the nature of a Birchas Hananin in general is not a chiyuv. Therefore, we say, even by these cases, that if you were yotze, you cannot be motzi somebody else. So, what's the psak?
If I want to have a piece of bread, I have a chiyuv to make a motzi. I mean, if I want a piece of bread,
but you don't have to eat the bread.
What?
You don't have to eat the bread.
You don't have to eat the bread, but if you want to, you got to make a bracha.
If I want to eat bread, I have to make a bracha.
That's right.
If I want to drink wine, I got to make a bracha. regardless of not needing a lotan, is a requirement before you eat food to make a lotan.
But that's the Birchas Hananin. The Birchas Hananin is the bracha that you have to make.
I understand, but regardless of that, even if you don't like it, if you want to drink wine, you got to make a bracha.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is, on a Friday night, you make kiddush.
You make kiddush.
What makes us allow to yotzi somebody else?
Because the Birchas, the Mekadesh HaShabbos, Bracha, is a Birchas HaMitzvah. When we say Birchas HaMitzvah, Afa Pisha Yotza Motzi. Even if you were Yotza yourself, you could be Motzi somebody else.
So in other words, wouldn't be Friday night, on Tuesday night, we're all sitting down. I can't make a Bracha on Motzi and everybody?
If you already made HaMotzi, no.
No. We're sitting down, we're all watching. One person made
Motzi. You can. You can.
So what's the mitzvah? Just that because you have to make a bracha on bread.
In which case?
On a Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night, you're making a bracha on bread, right?
So
you want to eat bread.
Yeah, so it's a mitzvah.
It's a birchas hanan.
You can always motzi somebody else.
Not if you were yotze yourself.
I gotta understand.
Yes. You can always be motzi somebody else if you haven't done it yourself.
Now, kiddush is different. Kiddush, I can have kiddush and shul. I have to make kiddush with my wife.
Right.
Why is that?
When, if you were Yotze yourself,
yeah.
So the issue here is, do we say that Birchas it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, therefore you can be. When we say Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas
HaMitzvah.
Yeah, Shabbos itself, you could, even though you were Yotze, you could be mostly somebody else.
According to the Odilma Chovahi, is that talking about in the regular case where he wasn't yotze? Like in the regular Friday night when you come home and you weren't yotze, you kiddush ready. There's no machlokas. Of course you were allowed to be yotze someone else with the brachas and nenin.
That's right.
That's not a machlokas at all. Even though it's a brachas and nenin, it's not a machlokas.
That's not a machlokas.
No.
Why?
What do you mean, why? That's,
why do you have to say bar piyah goffin for someone else? Why does everyone have to say their own bar piyah goffin on the kiddush when you're making the Friday night? If they're drinking.
I don't understand. On Friday night,
you make kiddush, right? You say
yeah.
Bar Piyah Goffin, and you say the Birchas Kaddish Shabbos.
Yeah.
So the people who drink the Bar Piyah Goffin don't have to say Bar Piyah Goffin.
No, they do not.
Don't say Birchas Anen.
They're Yotze.
Even according to the second Tau, okay, there's no machlokas.
No machlokas.
Even though it's a Birchas Anen, they still have to make a bracha. Why is that?
Wait, even if it's Birchas Anen, they don't have to make a bracha.
Right.
Correct.
Why?
That's the din. The din is if you weren't Yotze yourself, you could be motzi. The question.
Even the Birchas Hanen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I see.
Look,
even the regular Tuesday afternoon, if you make a shahako, I make a shahako and I'm drinking and someone else could listen and not make their own bracha.
It could
shahako.
Be a Tuesday, it could even be
Thursday night.
A Monday.
Any
I'm going to go out on a limb and say,
any Birchas Hanen you could do as long as you're doing it for yourself also. I see.
Yes. It's a chiddush because we don't normally think. Right, when I'm making my own mizonos, that I could be yotzi, I could be mostly somebody else in my mizonos. We don't think about that.
Right.
But
it taka,
that's the
no,
way.
He doesn't have to say amen. Shemekan doesn't have to say amen, he just has to hear it. Right? Ona doesn't mean answering, ona means just hearing it. So he just has to hear the bracha, right? Right, is that true? He doesn't even have to say amen, he just has to hear the bracha?
No, I mean the answer.
Okay, fine.
It's only the answer.
Okay, go on. Go for
I don't know the answer, but it could be. Toshma, the Amar of Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "Ki havinan be Rav Papi, when we were in the house of Rav Papi, have a mekadosh law, and he made a kiddush for us. The ki have us yarise midavra, and when his sharecroppers working out in the field came from the field, have a mekadosh lahu, he made a kiddush for them too. So we see that when it comes to berachas hayayin that's tied into kiddush." Afopisha Yatza Motzi, he could be Motzi somebody else in it as well. So that's a raya that in fact we do say even by Birchas Hananin that are tied in with Birchas HaMitzvah, Afopisha Yatza Motzi.
But
fabulous.
And this was on a Friday night?
Well, let's say it was a Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't understand, like, he'd already made kiddush for himself, for his papi?
Yeah.
Okay, and he was still, like, in the middle of his meal?
Yeah, let's say.
Okay, so he's in the middle of his movement, kiddush, and then the first person, I forget who it is, Rav Ashi shows up, and he makes Rav Piyah Goffin again.
The sharecroppers show up.
The sharecroppers.
First, Rav Ashi showed up.
No, Rav Ashi made a statement. He said, Ki avinam be Rav Papi.
He was
there. He was one of the crowd. He was running the crowd. Republic
okay,
was having
a big... Okay, the sharecropper show up. He's already made kiddush. He's in the middle of the suit, and the sharecropper show up, and he makes kiddush again.
He made it for the sharecroppers.
He made it for bread.
He probably couldn't speak Hebrew, so.
But why?
The weekend.
It's a bracha levatala.
Why?
Because the artist made bread pregafin at the beginning of the meal.
Right.
And you don't need to make it again.
Because the berachas agorpi agafen is tied into, it's part of the chiyuv of Mekadesh HaShabbos. So he's got to make it. So that's the Gemara, that was Gemara's shaila. Do we say that in this case, the berachas hanen, and since it's tied into the berachas chova of the berachas mitzvah of Mekadesh HaShabbos, that it takes on a different property than a berachas hananin? And that's the Gemara's answer, that yes, it does. It takes on now a property of a chiyuv.
It's not a bracha levatala.
Not a bracha levatala. He's Rav Papi. You think Rav Papi would do such a thing? Rav Papi.
Papi.
What do you know about Rav Papi?
He's a big Papi.
You don't know anything about him.
I know. If anybody knows, I know. I know.
All right, you give me the shirt.
I know Rav Papi.
But 1 second. So the sharecroppers couldn't make
Kiddush.
Famer.
What?
The sharecroppers couldn't make Kiddush for themselves? The sharecroppers?
Why didn't the sharecroppers make their own kiddush?
They could. You know what?
It's an interesting shaila.
We'll be better
if they did make their own kiddush, right?
Maybe they weren't like some religious. Maybe they didn't read Hebrew and speak.
Maybe they were not religious.
Well, Mike Pence spoke. He believed if he doesn't speak, he made
a bracha. Or maybe the Bryce, maybe Rav Ashi is teaching me something additional, which is, you might think that it's more preferable for them to make. It's more preferable for. We should say that. Why did they make for themselves? I don't have an answer to that.
Apparently, it was not simple. It wasn't so simple. They didn't speak Hebrew. They didn't read Hebrew.
They weren't Thailandish. They were Jewish.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, maybe the fact that they were Arisim, so they were, you know, sharecroppers. They weren't so educated.
Right.
Zimbabwe, right?
You know what? It makes Zimbabwe. Me whole.
Yeah. Papi, come on.
If I gotta give wine to everybody, what? You want to make your own kiddush? It's a lot of wine.
One sharecropper would make four of them. Whatever. It's not really relevant. Yeah. But
because normally we brought the batalda.
Yeah, normally, right? That's right. Normally, making a bar piyagaf twice the bracha levatala. The chiddush here is that since the brachas hanenin is a chiyuv because we have the mitzvah Shabbos of the brachas a mitzvah, therefore you could do it. Amazing.
Maybe he finished his meal, and then they showed up.
Then it wouldn't be a chiddush, because that wouldn't be an answer to our question.
You still might think, like what you said, it's better that they should make for themselves.
All right. But it wouldn't answer our question, Lamaisa. Yeah, you good? You want to stand? Stand.
How are you feeling?
Don't think about it. Do it.
How are you feeling, Dave?
I thought about a lot of things I didn't do in life.
What?
I thought about a lot of things in life that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. You got to do it, Lamaisa. Every word is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. You got to think about it. It's a chiyuv. Tana Brach Levatola, do it. All right.
Let's go on now.
Tana Rabbanan.
Yes.
Just to wake you up, when it says Tana Rabbanan, how many Rabbanan are we talking about? 2,000 pounds of Rabbanan. A ton. Lo Yifros Adam Prusa La'orchan. A person should not break bread. Right? He should not make a bracha for the orchim elinkin ochel imam, unless he's going to be eating with them. You shouldn't make a bracha that you're not going to be enjoying and making being part of. Aval, but pores hu levanov levnei beisa. What he can do is he can make a bracha for his children or for the people in his house. I guess for the avadim, maybe, I don't know. Maybe not avadim, maybe his wife. Kedei lechamcham b'mitzvos. In order to be mechanech them in mitzvos. So mishum chinuch, you can make a bracha. It wouldn't be a bracha levatala either. Ubahalu b'megillah af b'shiyatz motzi, and halu megillah also brichas amitzvos af b'shiyatz motzi. You can do it. You can taka do it. Hadron la love alach ra'uhu bezdin.
Halu megillah is talking about the actual halu and the actual megillah. Is talking about the bracha on halu.
Where's the bracha?
Push it through megillah itself. You can do.
What's in the bottle?
Huh? Water.
Ooh, bez and mecholisa and nechru.
It's not lefayim water.
That's
all.
Very nice.
What exactly happened in that last case? Though I don't.
What? Which case? A person shouldn't make a motzi unless he's going to be eating. Push it.
Okay, but.
But he can make a bracha for his children even though he's not eating. It's the chinuch.
And then the kids will eat.
Yeah, they let the kids eat, right?
And the kids don't say a bracha. In other words,
right? They won't say a bracha. He'll be motzi them in the bracha. Right.
Okay.
The point is not whether or not. The point is that mishum chinuch, I can make a bracha without being nene. Very nice.
Okay, next.
But as long as someone else is going to... Right, David, as long as someone else is going to be nene. Right? The kids are going to be nene. The kids are going to eat.
I don't even think it matters if the kids are going to eat.
Why are you making the bracha?
Making the bracha because they say, I want bread. But then Lamaisa, they changed their mind. Was it a bracha levatala?
No.
Because I was still mechanech lehem in mitzvos. I made a bracha. It was a valid bracha because it was a mechanech in mitzvos. Whether or not they eat, I don't care if they eat.
Your
wife does. Oh, yeah, the Polish, yeah. The Polish and the Hungarians. Oh, gosh.
What's that again?
My parents are Hungarian with the food and the... Oh, gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
What?
What do you mean?
They the food, they like stuff it down your throat. It's
yeah,
like, you
got so
what, Hungarians do that?
Polish, Hungarians Polish. Are... Yeah, my mother's very good about not doing it.
My grandmother was nuts. Yeah, so was my mother-in-law.
Yeah, mother-in-law.
I never had that.
I gotta be quiet because David knows it.
Yom Tov Shirash HaShalach Aliyos B'Shabbos says the next perek... Yom Tov Shirash Hashanah, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos, the Mikdash, back in the times of the Mikdash, Hayu Token. They would blow the shofar on Shabbos of Alo B'Medina, but they would not do it outside of the Mikdash. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rav Yochan Ben Zakkai, Yu Token B'chol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin. They should be Tokeya in any place that there is a Bezdin, even on Shabbos.
Okay?
That's what he said. We're going to be Tokeya v'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. Amar Rabbi Lazar said, Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai el b'yavne bilvad. No, he did not do it v'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. He did it b'yavne bilvad. Only in Yavne did he do it.
They mean the shofar not the way we do it, but with the two trumpets and the whole real deal, right? That we get.
No, shofar. Rosh Hashanah is a shofar.
But Beis HaMikdash was also trumpets.
In the Beis HaMikdash, they did trumpets. The trumpet. Yeah, so in the Mikdash, they did trumpets. Whether they did it in Makom, no. I don't know. Maybe I don't know
that's
if they did
asking.
Trumpets also.
Why don't we do it now with a Beis Din?
What?
Why don't we do it now with a Beis Din?
Someone tried to
is
do that.
There's a Beis Din in every city. There's always a Beis Din in every
what?
Someone tried to do this.
Especially
what?
Our guys generation. Like
trumpets?
Establish a Beis Din and go show up on Shabbos.
They had a guy listening and then they had GS initials.
Sounds fishy to me. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Lazar Lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai El B'Yavne Bilvad. Rabbi Lazar said that's not true. They didn't do it in any place. It was a bezdin. Unknown source says Echad Yavne VeEchad Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin. It seems like the third guy is exactly like the first guy.
Nice question.
So the Gemara is going to ask, what's going on? There are three deos, but why is it that the third one is exactly like the Tanakama? So what's the chiluk? The Gemara will ask, and I will not tell you what the answer is. I'm going to leave you with a cliffhanger so that you can sleep at night.
What is this?
We're going to learn it today.
Yeah, we're going to learn today.
What's the status of
the Beis Din?
Is this
well.
Like a Sanhedrin?
You have learned it. What?
What's the status of the Beis Din? I don't get it. Is it a simple Beis Din or a Sanhedrin? What is it?
I mean, look, it was in the... look, if it was... So you're talking b'chol makom sheyesh bo Beis Din, I don't think you needed a Sanhedrin.
Okay.
It's art school here, seems.
I don't think so.
Any Beis Din of three judges. Okay. So basically... Most people were not hearing shofar on Shabbos.
They were not what?
Only people who were in the city where the Beis Din was heard shofar on Shabbos.
Yeah. That's correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct. Says the Gemara Vayter, the Mishnah Vayter, sorry. The Odzos Hais Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavne. And Yerushalayim had a further advantage over Yavne. Shekol Ir Shehi Roa Vishamas. Ukrova, Yechola Lavo, any city that was adjacent to Yerushalayim, that was able to see Yerushalayim, or hear the Kol Shofar, or close enough and able to come, token, they were also allowed to blazem. Ubiyavne, but in Yavne, Lohayu token ele bebezdin bilvad. In Yavne, they only did it in the Makom Bezdin. They did not do it in any surrounding areas, even if the surrounding areas could see or could hear or were close or could come.
What does Yechola mean?
Yechola means able, like Yachol.
Yechola.
Yechola.
Is it able to be close to the city?
Yes. All right, so the Mishnah opened up by saying, Yom Tov Shabbos Shoshana Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. B'mikdash hayu tokin v'alo b'medina. In Medina, they did not blazon the shofar on Shabbos.
Where's Medina? What's Medina?
Outside of the mikdash was Medina.
Okay?
B'chol ra.
Mecca is Medina.
What?
Mecca and Medina.
Mecca, right. Mecca and Medina.
They never blew shofar in Mecca.
You don't like in Mecca, you know.
Okay,
so says the Gemara Minani Mili. From where do we get this from that we did not blazon the shofar on outside of the mikdash? So Amar on Shabbos. So Amar Reb Levi Bar Lachma says Amar Reb Chama Bar Chanina. One pasuk says that on Shabbos it's a zichron trua, it's only a remembrance of the trua, but there isn't a blow of trua. It should be a day of trua. So what is it? Lo kasha, says the Gemara, it's not a question whether it's a zichron trua or a yom trua, meaning just a remembrance without a blow, or if it's an actual blow, it's not a stira. Kan b'yom tov shechal yas b'Shabbos, kan b'yom tov shechal yas b'chol. When yom tov falls out on Shabbos, it's only a zichron trua. We're not going to blow. But when yom tov does not fall out on Shabbos, it falls out on, let's say, a
Wednesday.
Right? Very good.
What falls on Wednesday?
Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Then we blow.
That'll be called Yom Teruah.
Amar Rava. Rava says, wait a minute. You're going to tell me this whole thing is a Din D'Oraisa? It's a Din D'Oraisa we don't blow on Shabbos? Based on Zichron Teruah? Imi D'Oraisa hi, I got two questions for you. B'mikdash hechi takinan. If it's a D'Oraisa, how can you blow the shofar in the Mikdash? You can't be over a Din D'Oraisa. You can't violate the D'Oraisa. So what? I understand ain't shvus b'mikdash. There's no dinim derabanan, but if it's a din daraisa, what are you doing? Va'od, furthermore, halav malachahi the isrich kralim uti. Why do I have a pasuk telling me it's a zichron true? I'm not allowed to blow. Why not? It's not a malacha to blow on the shofar. What's the malacha? The Tana de Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel learned kol malacha is avoda lo sasu. The pasuk says you cannot do any malacha. Yatsa tkiya shofar radiya sapas, which excludes tkiya shofar. And it excludes radiya sapas, which is removing the bread from the oven. The way they used to make the bread is they used to stick the dough on the sides of the oven, because the oven were made of cheres, so they used to stick it to the sides. And that's how it would get a nice, the pnei lechem, the sides of the lechem would get nicely done if you stuck it to the sides, and then they would do redia sapas, they would remove the pas from the tanur, from the oven, and this was a skill, there was a special skill of redia sapas, but it was not a malacha, it's not a malacha, there's nothing wrong with doing it, there's nothing wrong with blowing a shofar. So why is the pasuk telling me, if you're telling me this whole thing's a daraisa, you're telling me that pasuk is telling me that it's aser to do it on Shabbos? Why? There's no malacha involved. What are you doing? You're blowing a shofar. What's the big deal? Why do I need a pasuk?
Can you do Rashi's on this Gemara?
Rashi's on this Gemara. Okay. Zichron Trua. Rashi says, Zichron Trua, velo Trua Mamish. It's not Mamish a Trua. Elamikros shel Trua Yomru. You just read the psukim of Trua, but you don't actually blow the shofar. That's when it falls out on Shabbos. So it says, Rashi Malacha, you want to tell me it's a Malacha? It's not a Malacha. Okay, back to the Gemara.
No, Gezeira Shemro.
We haven't gotten there yet.
We didn't get there yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We didn't do that. I can't read a Rashi for you if I haven't read the Gemara.
You only need a pasuk.
So Rashi came after the Gemara. First, I have to read the Gemara.
You only need a pasuk to say you can't do it if it's a Malacha.
Yeah, if it's a Malacha, then I understand. A pasuk is telling me that you can't do it. And it's telling me, but why do I have a pasuk telling me that I can't do it if it's not a Malacha B'chlal? Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says like this. It's a skill, but it's not a malacha. Ela marava. Rather, Rava says midaraisa mishrashari. Really, I'll tell you midaraisa. It is totally fine and dandy to blazon the shofar on Shabbos. Rabbanan hu degazer bay. It's a gzeira de rabbanan kidaraba de amaraba. It's a gzeira de rabba. Hakol chayav mitkiyah shofar ve'enakol b'kiyah mitkiyah shofar. Rabba says everybody's chayav mitkiyah shofar, but not everybody's a bucky in it. Not everybody's an expert in blowing the shofar. Therefore, Rabbi says we have to make a gzeira. Shema yitlena biyado. You might grab the shofar in your hands on Shabbos. V'yelech etzel baki lilmod. And you'll go to an expert in order that he can teach you how to blow the shofar. V'yavirenu dalaramis b'shus Rabbi. And you will therefore carry the shofar in Rishus Rabbim Daladamas, and that's a din daraisa. So says Rabbi, the whole thing is a gzeir d'rabbanan, and since it's only d'rabbanan, we allow the shvus, we allow the gzeir d'rabbanan on the mikdash, because in mikdash ain shvus b'mikdash. There's no dinim d'rabbanan, there's no gzeir d'rabbanan. So therefore, we're not concerned in the mikdash because kohanim is reason. Kohanim are very zaris,
so
very careful.
So today we're.
Not a problem.
Where we have
1 second, behind the time of the lulav, behind the time of the megillah. Just finishing to the two dots.
Again.
The very same reason for lulav, we do not grab the lulav because a person might be maver dalamis b'shus rabim, but there's no problem otherwise. Midaraisa, behind the time of the megillah. Also, not everybody's a bucky in reading the megillah. Therefore, you might go to a bucky to lil mode and be maver dalamis b'shus rabim. Two dots. Questions.
Well, I mean, today we all have a rug here. No one, people don't want to live if there's no Eruv. You know, they want to live where there's going to be an Eruv. So you don't have that problem. And there's enough people that know shofar.
Yeah, but not every community has an Eruv. Not every community has an Eruv.
The religious community doesn't have an Eruv?
Right. If it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, you can't make an Eruv.
And where some communities just haven't made an Eruv because it's expensive.
That's not the point. The point is there's a chashash, ba'alma. There's a chashash that there are places where we're not going to say nowadays that it doesn't that because
the whole call. Okay.
Huh?
Right.
Am I wrong?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said there's a concern that in all calls, although it happened, even to just one person.
Yes, very good. You are right.
One person what?
In all of Kol Yisrael,
yeah, what's the chashash?
That somebody's going to carry in a Rishus Rabbi.
Oh, that would never happen, even here. Because here we have.
Says the Gemara Vayter, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'chulei. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that there should be Tokeya b'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. Any place where there's a bezdin. Tana Rabbana. Tana Rabbana, Rabbana learned. Pamachas. One time, Chal Rosh Hashanah Yos B'Shabbos. That happened, that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. Vayu kol ha'arim miskansim. All the cities were gathering together to hear the shofar. Amar lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai libnei b'seira. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to b'nei b'seira, who were the gedolei ador, nitka, no, blow the shofar. Amar lo, they said to him, nidon. Shouldn't we think about it? Shouldn't we talk about it? Shouldn't we be done whether we should be doing this? Because we don't know. There could be a gzeira. We should maybe be choshesh for the gzeira of the rabba that if we allow blowing on shofar on Shabbos, then shem yavirenu dalaramis b'shus rabim. So it's not so poshut that we should blow the shofar. So maybe we should be done about this. We should discuss this before doing it. Amar Lehem, he said to him, nitka v'achakach nidon. Look, right now, people are gathering. There are some hungry people, and they want to go home and have their apples and honey. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to blow our shofar, and we will discuss. We'll look into it and discuss for the following years. Okay? You okay with that, B'nai B'seira? They're like, okay, let's do it. La'achar shetaku, after they blow the shofar, Amru lo, they said to him, no, nidon, let's check it out, let's sit down on this. And Amr Lahem, he said, ha, I fooled you, kvar nishma'a keren b'yavneh, the horn has already been sounded in Yavneh, ve'ein mashivin la'achar maisa. And if we did it once, we can't stop doing it. So he got him. That's the way you do it.
As the yeshiva's name,
and that's keren
b'yavneh. I thought it was keren b'yavneh. It's a separate place, Kerem B'Yavneh.
Really? Is it the yeshiva's Kerem B'Yavneh or Keren B'Yavneh? It's Kerem B'Yavneh, it's a separate Zach. Kerem. It's a vineyard in B'Yavneh. Okay, it's a different Zach, sorry.
You learned there?
What?
You learned there?
I did not learn there. I went to Oyu Yerushalayim.
To OJ?
No, Oyu Yerushalayim.
No.
Is it the same thing?
Okay. The Yeah, it's the same.
You spoke about it after.
Okay.
You got a mirror.
No. Where? Kerem B'Yavneh.
The
yeshiva. Yeah, Kerem B'Yavneh. Yeah. No. Okay, all right, Chaval. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai el b'Yavneh bilvad. Amru lo echa Yavneh echa kol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, this is the question that I raised in the beginning. Amru lo, hainu tanakama. the Amru Lo are saying the exact same thing as the Tanakhama. They're both saying Yavne and Kol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin. So what's the chiluk? So the Gemara says there is a chiluk actually. Ika Banayhu Beidina de Akray. If you have a temporary Bezdin. Why? Because if there's a temporary Bezdin, according to the Tanakhama, who says that they that Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was misakein, that they would be tokeya bechol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. According to the Tanakhama, we blow it even in a bezdin that's akrai, that's temporary. But the Tana that says echad yavna veechad chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin, he would hold no. If it's akrai, if it's a temporary bezdin, it's not good enough because it's got to be a bezdin that's similar to yavna. It's echad yavna veechad chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin like yavna. So that's what they're saying. They're saying whether it's Yavne or Chol Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin, then we're going to blow. So the Tchiluk is, if it's a Bezdin de Akrai, if it's a temporary Bezdin, so then we're not going to do it according to the Amru Lo, but we are going to do it according to the Tanakhama. And we will actually stop here on a very, very quick Gemara.
Very good.
Let me see. 1 second. How quick? 31 minutes. All right, Nunu. Next Monday will be a little bit longer, but Nunu.
Logan, I'm going to go over there.
Okay. No. With not done.
We'll stop.